most America weekend.
The universe is chaotic, and you make us see it. You are a man of great vision, Mr. Tanner.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Time for this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film Mr. Turner.
Timothy Spall is one of the finest film actors in the world, and if you only experienced him in a Harry Potter movie, you are guilty of missing most of his best work. Mr. Spall has garnered a slew of Best Actor awards these last few months for portraying renowned 19th century painter J.M.W. Turner in writer-director Mike Leigh's Mr. Turner. This includes trophies from the Cannes Film Festival and the National Society of Film Critics. Looking for the biggest snub from this past Academy Awards ceremony? Ignoring Spall was a glaringly horrendous oversight. He grunts, blusters, mumbles and huffs his way through an entirely lived-in performance. His work is incredible, and Mike Leigh is well known as a fantastic director of actors, and he proves that yet again. These two talented Brits have complemented each other through a quintet of films, and this is possibly their grandest collaboration of all. Extremely dry, exacting, and naturalistic, Mr. Turner is only for patient and mature filmgoers who have little need for flamboyance or histrionics. I love this intelligent, gorgeously crafted motion picture, and I'm giving it my highest recommendation. Ed, back to you.
Thanks, Mark, and if you haven't done so already, do yourself a favor and check out Mark's website. It is terrific. It has all of his long-form reviews. You can find it by going to reviewedbymarkleonard.wordpress.com. And as always, Mark will be back next week. Did you see that story out of Salt Lake City? There was a high school principal. He needed to apologize. They left the special education students out of the yearbook. Come on. Isn't that what mainstreaming was all about? So that all kids could enjoy the experience of being in high school or being in any school setting? How dopey must you be to allow something like this to happen? If it was just a decision, oh, we're not going to put the special ed kids in? Really? Where is your barometer? Just not only as an educator, but just common sense. This from the Associated Press. Here we go. A Utah mother says the high school that angered her by leaving special education students out of its yearbook has decided to print special inserts with their photos. They couldn't even get them into the regular yearbook. There has to be a special insert for these special education students. Leslie Bailey says the principal of Blue Peak High School in Tule, Utah, called her last week to apologize. Bailey has said her daughter Amber Bailey had been upset by the omission, but the principal told her he never meant for it to happen. It's too late, but they're trying really hard to fix it, Leslie Bailey said. They're owning up to the mistake. Students will be able to pick up the insert page featuring pictures of 21-year-old Amber Bailey and her 16 classmates next week. The students attend a special job skills program that shares the building with the high school. Leslie Bailey said the yearbooks from Blue Peaks High School typically include pictures of the training program students, and her daughter realized she wasn't in this year's edition only after going through it several times. She was disappointed, Leslie Bailey said. She was waiting to see herself and her friends. Tule County School District Superintendent Scott Rogers wasn't available to discuss the insert. Oh, no, he's just hiding under his desk. He said earlier that the decision to leave the special education students out of the yearbook was not motivated by malice or bad intentions. Rogers said it was intended to reflect the separation of the training program and the high school. But why? They're in the same building. Is it really going to destroy everybody else's high school experience and memories of high school 20, 30, 40, 50 years from now when they go down into the basement and dig out their old high school annual, as they used to call it, and you see the training program students there? Come on. He said workforce transition program participants and Blue Peak alternative high school students rarely interact, adding that the 18 to 22-year-old special education learners received a commemorative video instead of a yearbook. Well, you can hear this guy backtracking. Scott Rogers. I wonder if he ever sold used cars, you know? He sounds as if he would be very adept at both. Because I'll tell you what, as a school superintendent, how do you let something like this get by? Unless he's trying to take the hit for the principal. This decision was made somewhere not to put these kids in there, especially when they were in there in the past. I don't think anyone at Blue Peak felt like they were doing anything exclusionary, Roger said. We don't exclude special education students. Editorial comment, we only leave them out of the yearbook. Leslie Bailey, however, said the students interact all the time in the lunchroom, the hallways, and on the bus. She said parents and students should have been advised of the change. The yearbook is not for the administration, Leslie Bailey said. It is for the students. Nobody asked the students what they wanted. Well, whoever the administrator or administrators were who made this collective decision, do me a favor. Go home tonight. Go up into the bathroom. Turn the light on. And look at yourself in the mirror. Stay with us. Coming up next, this week's Entertainment Report with Christina Staffo. And then, emotions that messy people feel when they're finally cleaning up their messy room. This is America Weekend. And I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. In 2011, singer and TV star Christina Aguilera was arrested for public intoxication. Since she was just a passenger riding in a car, you might wonder, why was she arrested? Did it have something to do with her blood alcohol level? The Final Verdict after this.
Driving to work, getting your favorite Starbucks coffee? Pick up a delicious and wholesome breakfast like a classic sausage or a spinach and feta wrap. Serve warm and starting at $2.99. They're the perfect complement to Starbucks coffee any time of day while supplies last.
Public intoxication is a misdemeanor and a person's blood alcohol level is irrelevant. The focus is on behavior. Are they acting in a disruptive manner? Or, in Christina Aguilera's case, the officers simply did not feel she was sober enough to care for herself. A citation for public intoxication usually amounts to a slap on the wrist. And that's the final verdict.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He's a Heisman Trophy winner who joined the upstart USFL. He set pro football's all-time single-season rushing record with 2,411 yards before moving to the NFL.
Look out, record! Walker touchdown!
So, whatever happened to Herschel Walker? These days, Herschel is punishing opponents in a new way, as an MMA fighter. He's won both his bouts as a fifth-degree black belt. Herschel has also gone public that he suffers from multiple personality disorder, but that didn't stop him from becoming a contestant on Celebrity Apprentice in 2009. And don't be fooled, he's still as intimidating as ever.
I said, shut up. He wouldn't shut up.
My advice? If Herschel tells you to shut up, you might want to shut up. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now. 888-759-MYTV.